This episode is brought to you by our patrons over at cleancomedypodcast.com/sponsor and by Emotions, now available in more than one flavor. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 206.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of clean comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And thank you very much for joining us. Hey, I'm going to ask this right up front. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with someone else. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com/206 to share this episode with someone else. Clean comedy is best enjoyed in multiples.
Unless you don't have anybody else, in which case it's totally fine to listen to it by yourself, and we'll be your friends if you don't have any.
And if we're your friends, then send us some M&Ms too.
Yeah, friendship can be bought. A little bit. When we do video, we need to have a whole interpretive dance intro to go with our theme song.
You know, there was once a time, I forget what the goal was, but something like a certain fundraising goal for our Once Upon a Time podcast, where I said I would do an interpretive dance of someone's favorite Once Upon a Time episode if they donated a certain amount. I forget what that amount was, but I know we never reached it, and so I never did that interpretive dance.
Darn, is there still time?
There could be still time, yeah. Just basically donate a lot, so much to pay our mortgage.
We're not going to say what the goal is at this point. You better just guess. If we ever reach it, there you go.
Then you will know. If you see an interpretive dance, that means, someone donated something, because otherwise you'll probably never see one from us. Maybe.
Probably.
Unless we want to. You catch us doing interpretive dances, which we do sometimes. This podcast really would not be possible without your kind support. And just let me be honest with you, the sponsorship just dropped recently. So until that comes back up, this might be the last episode of The Ramen Noodle that you hear in a little bit. If you'd like to support The Ramen Noodle, please go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Patreon link over there. Or you can go straight to patreon.com/theramennoodle and support the podcast over there. But I do want to thank some people who made this episode, possibly the last episode ever, possible. John Schaefer, Emily Adamson, Matthew Hinman, Peter Chapman, C. Gibbons, and Aaron Huey, thank you very much for your kind support of the podcast. We could not and would not do it without you. You have a really big mouth. Are you doing an emotion?
There are six very approved reactions. Let's face it, Facebook is society. So I was giving you one of the reactions as I see it, because you said something about it possibly being the last episode.
That's right. Let's talk about those Facebook reactions. So
yes,
here's the actual boring, important news. Facebook released an update where now you can do something other than like a post. Okay, that's the news. You can do it on mobile apps, or if you're on the desktop right now, at least the way it works is if you hover over the like button, you get these six different emotions. Now, what's your idea with this, Jeremy?
Well, here's the thing. They are simply icons or emoji, and they do have names, but neither of us have actually memorized what those are. So I think they're completely open to interpretation.
Well, let's interpret it.
So one is out right away because everybody knows the thumbs up is like.
Oh, that's a thumb up?
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a chicken wing.
Oh.
It's It's like, yeah, I'll give you a chicken wing for this.
All I wanted to do was like it, but here's a chicken wing instead.
My grandma died today. Oh, I'll give you a chicken wing. Gosh. That'll make it all better.
Jeez. Well, that's what people used to do on Facebook. Like, I've had the worst day ever. I'm not really sure how I'll get through this. Yeah. And people like 15 likes.
Yeah. Or, guys, my best friend died. My wife left me. Our baby died. I lost all of my money. I need help desperately. I don't know what to do. I'm sitting here with a bottle of deadly pills.
Oh, gosh.
And a loaded
really
gun.
Dark.
I don't know what to do with my life. And then you see 100 people liked this.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with society.
There is. People. So clearly people were abusing the like button to simply say, I saw this and I'm with you. Because nobody, unless you, I mean, if you have somebody on your friend list who would like some kind of tragedy in your life, that person probably needs to not be a friend.
Yes.
That's for Facebook for enemies, where you become enemies with people. Ooh, wait, nobody do this. We're going to do this. We're going to patent this. So apparently the chicken wing slash like button is the first option. Next, there is what appears to be a heart. So you would assume that one's pretty obvious. I think you would assume that's
I love you.
Clearly, this is going to get interesting. Daniel always has a very unique take on things. But think of all the people who have heard LOL for the first time and thought that the other person was saying lots of love.
That's true.
This is going to get misinterpreted.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's going to post something and they're going to go, oh, they didn't just like my post. They gave me a heart. They love me.
Yeah. And this can get very awkward, especially if you have absolutely no romantic feelings toward that person or you're not supposed to have romantic feelings toward that person. Oh, like, gosh. Jeremy, if you use the heart button on anything my wife posts, we're done. You and I. That is not my wife and I. You and I are done.
Well, I'm glad we've had this little talk. Although now it, yeah, okay, I'm just going to like everything instead of, wow. So just for the record, though, I don't think that's what that means.
You don't think it means love?
I don't. But it could mean... It could also mean solidarity with those who have heart problems.
It's true.
And if that's what it is, it's a very limited scope because it's only for when people say, I have a heart problem. Then you click it and you say, I am with you. I don't necessarily have the same problem, but I'm with you.
This could also be the Celine Dion button. You press it and then you go, near, far,
oh, gosh.
Wherever you are. Oh, gosh.
Do they have an ear button for a reaction? No, they don't.
No, they don't have ears anymore.
It could also be, what's his guts?
Someone's guts?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus's father.
Oh, don't tell my heart.
Yep, that one.
My achy, breaky heart. I sometimes forget that Miley Cyrus has a father.
Billy Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget that Miley Cyrus has a... Well, where did you think she came from?
I don't know. That's one of the great mysteries of the galaxy.
Wow. And you know, it could also be... It could be for pet lovers, though, because dogs can sometimes have problems with heartworms. It could be if somebody posts that... They're really mad because they got shortchanged 50 cents. You could post that and be like, some people have heart problems. You just click it. With one click, you're saying yes, but remember people with heart trouble.
That's true.
And suddenly that 50 cents they got shorted just doesn't seem so bad.
It's a good reminder that, you know what? I'm still breathing. My heart is still beating. My heart will go on.
So
it all comes back.
So that's a very widely interpretable button, but I think... that you should use it to show solidarity to heart problem.
Yeah, that's a good interpretation.
Patients.
Now, the third emotion or reaction that you can give, I want to describe this one.
Okay.
This won't come across all that politically correct
or
personal computer.
Oh, no.
But It looks like someone squinting, like maybe of Asian descent, or the way that Asian people are stereotyped as looking, but with a very widely open, blackened mouth.
Yeah.
So what does this one mean?
Well, it could mean I'm trying to get your attention, so I'm shouting. Mm-hmm. It could also be kind of actually just a family crest with a DOS prompt over it.
DOS prompt? I could see that. I could see it's a smiley inside of HTML. Oh, whoa, that just really freaked me out just now. No joke. It looked like it winked at me.
Okay.
I think it was something with my contact lenses, because actually I can't really see that well.
You're the one who winked, you mean?
No. One of my contact lenses has this big blurry spot on it that makes it really difficult to read.
Wait, let me see it more closely. Oh, I think it's actually one of the emojis. It's on your contact lens.
Something, I don't know, maybe because it's the bright lights in our studio right now, but something actually made it look like this emoji blinked at me, but I'm pretty sure it didn't.
So, let me just make a note. Get Daniel some help.
I think this third one looks like someone is choking, maybe, and they need the Heimlich maneuver on them. Which I always thought, growing up, I thought the Heimlich maneuver was this way to take over a city.
You did?
Yeah, because of a Disney cartoon called Tailspin, where I'm pretty sure they called this one group of people with blimps and stuff were taking over the city, and I think they called it the Heimlich maneuver. Wow. And that's for many years what I grew up thinking the Heimlich maneuver was.
Wow.
Until I think it was actually until I met the son of the guy who made the Heimlich maneuver, or I heard him speak at a outing that I was at.
You met a Heimlich?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's when I learned, it has something to do with choking.
Yes, this guy could be, this could actually mean you're clearly choking on this issue. I'm going to give you a Heimlich maneuver and set you free.
And the eyes are very squinty, too.
They are. Clearly a lot of people are going to think this is just someone laughing very hard. So my interpretation is that if I see this, basically, it's just, because it does kind of look like a Japanese cartoon.
No, yeah, it's an anime laughter. That's what it is. There, that's not racist at all to say that.
Now, I'm glad you found the non-racist way.
When I hover over it, it says, haha, which you and I have had this conversation before about the difference between LOL and haha.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jenny and I have also had this conversation,
too. That looks more like an LOL to me.
Because I no longer type LOL if I'm not actually laughing out loud. I type instead, ha-ha, because then the ha-ha is my laughter, which I have typed my laughter instead of verbalized my laughter.
Right.
That's my perspective.
The other approach that people sometimes take is to type literally LOL, which really you could do LLOL, but I never see that.
LOL. LOL.
LOL. Do you ever find yourself thinking?
Yes.
Lol.
Oh. No.
Oh.
I don't think lol. Well,
fine. Heart emoji.
We're going to have a conversation.
I think I just reprogrammed my brain. I was literally trying to say, yeah, well, some people have heart problems.
They should eat Cheerios. That's what I've heard is good for your
All
heart.
All right, they should.
That and exercise.
They should eat exercise.
And hug a puppy. That's good for the heart, too. Fourth icon.
Or.
This
one of those.
This looks like an OMG. Not like an O-M-G-O-S-H, like a teenager might do today.
I don't know what's
but this
happening.
Looks like the old style OMG, where someone's like, oh my gosh. That's what it looks like to me.
This is the face I was giving you over mentioning it might be the last episode.
Which, by the way, I mean, not by the way for the last episode thing. Sorry. One track brain going on over here. The OMG or oh my gosh thing. When Jenny and I first started texting, before we were even dating, I said something funny and her response was, oh my gosh. Like O-M-I-G-O-S-H, all as one word. I grew up in a family where, oh my gosh, was what we said when something was going really badly. So when she said that, my response was, what happened?
But she does say that.
Yeah, she does.
Just like that.
Oh my gosh.
No spaces.
It actually means wow. Now, this is one I did remember today because
it looks shocked.
My wife posted a photo and I knew this isn't a perfect instance for me to post wow on that photo. And I've been monitoring that photo since then to see if any guys also post wow or hearts. Then I'm going to have a talking to some people's.
No, but seriously, this one does not look like wow. It looks like shock to me.
Yeah.
It looks like, oh my goodness. Just like you said, which I didn't get it until just now.
How could you stab me in the heart like that?
Well, maybe not that.
Yeah, just imagine like a little tear coming out.
It also looks like, oh no.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh no, you ate all the potatoes. It also kind of looks like there's a black potato in the mouth.
A black potato in the mouth.
Yeah, great name.
Wait, whoa. Look at it differently. Look at it differently. This is so visual. You're going to have to just look at them. And if they ever change these, this isn't going to make any sense. But think of that big black potato as the nose. It still has eyes and eyebrows and a nose. Yep, and then the mouth is somewhere down below the circle of its face.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a cartoon. I can't.
It looks like some kind of Disney character. A bee or a dog.
Or an aardvark.
Or a bee dog.
Oh, yeah. It could look like a dog. Or, I could see a Disney character there. Or, no, here's the thing. Look at, think of the circle as the background. Okay? Not the actual head. That's the background.
Okay.
It's a mutilated Mickey Mouse.
Oh, jeez. His ears are
He has his ears cut off.
Ew. Or is that two round things with parachutes falling onto another round thing?
Yes. That, I joke sometimes with my wife because my phone will read emojis to me. And a common one from my wife and I to send to each other is the little kiss sign to each other because my wife and I love each other.
And I'll bet you monitor the comments on her Facebook posts for that too.
But the way that my phone reads it to me is face throwing a kiss. So every now and then, I'll just send her a message and I will actually either type out or have my phone dictate the words, face throwing a kiss. Or for the dyslexics in the audience,
Kiss throwing a face.
Yeah.
What? I don't think that's how dyslexia works.
Fifth and penultimate icon.
Penultimate. Ooh.
It's the onion cutting icon. I see. Okay, this one comes across very clearly. This one looks sad.
I'm sorry this is happening.
Yeah, I'm sad. I'm sorry. I'm crying for you.
It could also express a form of pathetic jealousy. Because you could be like, I'm having the best vacation ever. And then you post that like, I never get to go on vacation.
If you've seen the movie Inside Out from Pixar, I'm now thinking of sadness from Pixar and how just there's going to be the sad troll that just is sad on everything, like some emo kid or something like that. And yeah, you'll post like, I'm on a vacation, I love it. And then someone's just, I'm stuck in my boring, stinking life.
The worst would be if they first that's their reaction and then they explain it in the comments.
Yeah.
I posted a tear because I'm not on a great vacation.
Or for the fans of Dune, this is the I give my water for the dead emoji. That's a very niche joke that someone out there is. There's going to be like one person listening to this who's like, wow, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because they get that joke.
If they're out there, they listen to this show.
Yeah, or maybe they don't.
Well, maybe they do.
We will find you.
We will always find you.
Last emoji. Now, this one's actually kind of pleasant looking. It's a sunset. Oh. It's a sunset with, looks like some birds flying. Or no, they're jets. They are jets flying over, off into the sunset.
Over an island.
Yeah. Or flying away from a nuclear blast. I can't tell. So in either case, it's probably beautiful. Great right. colors, great exposure, silhouettes of these airplanes.
Great exposure. It's not a photo, but it's a beautiful artistic rendering.
How would you describe this one?
Well, I'm going to say it looks a little more like someone who might be saying something like, "This is the worst thing I've read in the last 10 seconds. I'm even angrier than I was at the post before this. And you better take it down. Delete this post. Delete it, or I'll find you."
This is also the...
It needs steam coming from its ears.
This could also be because the eyes are significantly lower compared to all of the other little images. This could also be, I'm going bald and I'm angry about it. Because there is no hair.
I sunburned my scalp on my stupid vacation, so enjoy that.
Yes. We should post this. We should use this. Anytime anyone posts about a vacation, use the angry icon and just say, "No, I'm not angry, bro. I'm just sunburned."
Bro, I'm warning you. Don't get, I reacted twice. Like, don't get a sunburn on your bald head and remember people with heart issues.
Exactly. So this has been your once-in-a-lifetime social media mini minutes.
Many minutes.
Do you think these new icons should represent? Or how would you interpret them? If you've not seen what these actually mean, what would you think these meant if someone put them on your post? Please comment on the show notes for this episode by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/206. That's also where you can go to share this episode out with your family and friends. And maybe you, too, can share the emotion when we post something on Facebook, because we do have a Facebook page that we post to every now and then. And speaking of every now and then, funny stuff from the past month at this point or so. I think Jeremy's face has decapitated a Mickey Mouse or mutilated. I know everyone wants to know this, wants an update on this.
Okay.
My hair, skin, and nails update.
Gosh, I forgot that it had expanded to other things than just hair.
Well, because this could be the last episode in a while, we need to reach that milestone again where we were, and then we'll bring the podcast back on a monthly basis. So make sure you go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on that Patreon link to support the podcast. Any amount helps, but we need to get it above a certain amount in order to justify doing the podcast each month. But one of the ways that I've thought of for raising some money for the podcast, and we're actually going to do this, I am seriously going to do this, is with my hair. Now, I've been growing my hair out now for, I think, 2 years. It has been cut once, and my wife and I realized it. We cut off about a year's worth of hair growth.
Wow.
When we cut it that one time. So imagine it being 6 inches longer than it is now, and that's how long it would be if I hadn't cut it.
Which is a total of 8 inches.
So in case you've forgotten.
Just kidding.
I am going bald, and my wife and I decided that before I go bald, that let's have some fun with my hair. Let's let it grow out.
Before you have a sunset on your head.
Yeah, and then I will shave my head completely and go bald when I want to go bald.
So it's kind of a control issue for you.
Maybe a little, yeah. And so before then, though, we're going to do this one last thing, see how I look with long hair. And there are certain times when I look at myself and think, I look kind of good with long hair. And there are other times when I look at myself and think, I look like a stalker with this kind of long hair.
A stalker.
Like, here's the thing. And this is the way I feel about long hair on me. Not necessarily other guys, but in general, I think straight long hair on guys, for me, on me, makes me look horribly feminine or stalker-like. Horrible. So
let me get this straight. You think that men's long hair on you looks horrible?
Yes, exactly.
What about your own long hair on you?
Well, that depends on how it's styled. There have been actually times where Jenny has straightened my hair, and it's actually in some videos with my straight hair, and other times I let it curl. It curls a little at the very ends of the hair. So it gives a little mullet look or a little wave look.
Way too long for mullet.
Yeah.
I think you're out of the danger
zone. It is now below my shoulders. If I have my head up, the hair is below my shoulders.
Not short in the front.
Yeah. We haven't cut it
anymore. Party all over.
It's just a mop for a head, really. And what we've decided is that we would wait until I run out of shampoo because I hate wasting stuff. And we had a lot of shampoo because it was on a really good sale. I stocked up. And whenever I go to a hotel for a conference or anything, I always take their little shampoo bottles back with me. And so that's more free shampoo.
And as he walks down the hall, he ducks into rooms that are being cleaned, that have been vacated. He takes those too.
It's free samples. So I've had a lot of shampoo, a lot of little shampoo bottles, but I'm on the last two little shampoo bottles.
Wow.
And Jenny keeps asking me, are you out of shampoo yet? Are you out of shampoo? How soon until we can cut your hair? Because I think she does think I look good, but she's also really looking forward to cutting my hair.
I see.
And I'm kind of looking forward to it as well.
Are you going to be interesting. Like different styles on the way down?
Yes, exactly. Now, there's a TV show I recently watched, and we do a separate podcast about Once Upon a Time, and there's a sort of spinoff, semi-related show called Gallivant. Not necessarily a family show. It is quite edgy in some things, but it does air on ABC.
Those are some really nice words.
Yeah, it's up to you to decide whether it's appropriate for your family. You meaning a parent listening. If you're the child, it's not necessarily
you, 7-year old, it's up to you to decide if this is appropriate for your family.
Yeah. And in it, I noticed all of the guys, all of the male characters,
yes,
except I think two, had long hair. And all of them had their hair curled. Like, I felt really weird taking notice of the guys' hairs and their hairstyles.
Their hairs.
But I did notice. Yeah, it all seemed curled. They had this nice curl that went all the way around, the same level. So I mentioned that to Jenny, and she said, yeah, some guys probably curl their hair and all that stuff. And so one of the things we're going to do is, before I cut my hair, is we're going to try curling my hair just to see what does it look like. It could look absolutely stupid.
Wow.
It could look cool. It could look dignified. Probably not. But we'll see what happens. One of the other things that we're thinking of doing is do something. If you've seen the movie The Fifth Element, there's this weird guy that has this really weird accent, and he wears this weird plastic thing on his head. But he's got this like one half of long hair.
Or if you watched
the old movie, The Ten Commandments, Pharaoh's son has this little like one cone of hair in the middle of his bald head.
When you said Fifth Element, I thought you were going to basically just dye it orange.
Oh, I could try. Well, I don't know about dyeing it a color. Because here's ultimately the idea.
Oh, the ultimate idea.
Support the podcast on Patreon, and I will send you some of my hair.
Wow! Oh my gosh, that's so creepy. Do you know how many crazy cloners might be listening to this show?
Hey, I'm fine with that. You know, and I see the chat room right now reacting, no, and you, and stuff like that. The thing is, I know now that this word is out there, I know the response is probably like, oh, that's so weird, that's so gross. But yet, at the same time, I'm going to take a guess that most of you right now listening are also thinking, yeah, but I'd pay a dollar for that. Dachshund.
What?
I totally expect Dachshund to contribute to buy some of my hair. And the more that you contribute, the way I'm going to do this is any level above a dollar, contribute, even if you just contribute for a month, and please let it charge, and I'll ship out the hair after the charge has gone through. But to all of our Patreon supporters, to all of our patrons, I will send you some of my hair.
Now, how much are we talking about?
Well, it depends on how much they give.
Oh,
the more you give, the more of my hair you get. So if you want all of my hair, send $1,000. Maybe we'll do something like that. We'll say 1,000 is 100%.
If anybody does that, I'm going to be so disturbed.
So for a dollar, you'll get probably like a small pinch of my hair. Now, it will be the full length, so you can measure the length of my hair if you want.
One of our listeners in the chat is repeating no on a loop, basically.
Hey, you know, it could be a great project for kids too, a science project, because this is Sherry, host of Creation Science for Kids podcast, who's mentioning that. And hey, great homeschool project to try and dissect my DNA from my hair or something like that.
We have one volunteer to clone you.
Yeah. You could also use my hair to try and find out if I'm of pure DNA, pure enough to be able to go to the moon.
What?
That's another niche sci-fi joke.
I was going to say, that's a thing? Because that sounds super bad. What if they clone you and then they also add a rapid growth element? They're probably not going to live long if they do that, but your clone could be trained in a very short amount of time to do some really evil things with your face. Hmm. Not do evil things with your face, but do evil things while wearing your face.
That's a good point.
Their face. But then once they're gone because of the rapid growth genes that were spliced in, you'll be the one that they come looking for.
Or what I could see someone doing is going and robbing a store while wearing my little tuft of hair that they buy by supporting the podcast. And then they go rob the store. They're caught on camera. They're holding this little piece of hair to their head as they're robbing the store and all of this. And then they run away. And then when they look at the footage,
this doesn't make any sense, but I'd know that hair anyway.
Yeah, they'll zoom in and then, you know, they'll do their special enhance that for me. And then they'll enhance it. It'll take hours and hours to process and I'll come back and be, that's the ramen noodles hair.
When we zoom in on the hair to the microscopic level, there are laughing ramen noodles making up the DNA.
So if you want some of my hair, then go support the podcast on Patreon. That's patreon.com/theramennoodle, or just go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Patreon link over there.
When you're like 70 and you need a hip replacement, will you also sell your original hip?
That's a good question. I might.
Because you could do that.
But in the meantime, you can support the podcast by buying some of my hair. The other side of this update is my nail. I smashed my thumbnail
when
moving
right.
into the office. It turned black. If you want a photo of it, look back at a previous episode's podcast.
What are you going to do? Sell that too?
No, but the nail was coming off, and I thought the whole thing would just pop off at some point. And someone had emailed some feedback, a couple people saying, yeah, it took my nail several months to grow back. And my nail has been taking several months, but it's no longer black. There was a point, if you have a weak constitution, then I recommend that you get some founding fathers to rewrite your constitution for you.
There it is.
Because what's coming might gross you out. But there was a moment where the left half of my thumbnail was completely detached from the surface of my thumb, whereas the right side was then attached to the rest of the nail, which was down flush with the rest of my thumb. So I could like flip up the left side of my nail. And I realized, hey, the nail isn't actually stained. There's just all of this blackened dry blood underneath this. So for a little while, I would take a little needle and scrape the underside of the nail to get out the blackness.
Didn't you talk about this last time?
I don't know that I did.
Maybe you didn't. Maybe you just told me.
I thought, hey, it could be cool if the nail just pops off and then I can keep this little souvenir and sell that to raise money for the podcast.
That's gross, man.
But I ended up clipping it little by little. And now I have only this little bump. The nail is fully grown out. There's no more blackness to it. But I do have this little ridge to it. That's just a bump. Doesn't hurt or anything like that. Doesn't even really look gross. You wouldn't notice it unless I pointed it out to you. But the nail has nicely grown back. And I know you were just dying to hear.
I'm glad. Now people can stop picturing you with that disgusting nail. If they were.
My last update. Let me bring you back to episode 84 of The Ramen Noodle. You'll have to go listen to it. cleancomedypodcast.com/84. But in that episode, the title of that episode was Aldi's logo has bell bottoms.
Yes. And that concept still makes absolute perfect sense.
Because the logo has not been updated in years. Hey, I just looked at the show notes and realized that's when I acquired the Christian Comedy Podcast domain and forwarded listeners over there. So that might have been your first episode listening to the podcast.
Hi, people.
And wow, we did a weekly noodleism about The Game Is Afoot and talked about Commander Keen.
Aww.
And the Sesame Street song. There's an app for that. Wow, this is blast from the past, guys. cleancomedypodcast.com/84. But anyway, Jenny and I were out driving together one day, and we discovered an Aldi. And it was a new Aldi, and we thought we'd check it out because we'd heard so much about, oh, you can save so much money by going to Aldi. You know why you can save money?
Because it's all food from the 70s.
Yes, and they charge you for everything. You want a shopping cart? That's 25 cents.
Well, you might not need that.
You want a bag for your groceries? That's 25 cents.
Who needs that?
You want someone to accept your money? That's 25 cents.
That? What?
You want to buy food here? That's 25 cents.
You want to get in the store? 25 cents.
You want oxygen to breathe while you're in our store? That's 25 cents.
You want to leave the store?
That's 25 cents.
Plus $5 shipping and handling. Yeah.
But if you return the air when you leave the building, you get your money back. Same thing for the cart, too, but not the food.
Same condition or?
No, I think you can do it with a little bit more carbon.
About
monoxide?
How about methane?
Yeah, sure. Methane. We'll just put methane.
Can you do that if you want to? Or is there a charge for that?
I'm a methane processing plant here. You should be paying me for all this methane I'm generating. But sure enough, they do have low prices in there. Oh, and they also don't accept credit cards. And
they don't?
No.
How does anybody shop there?
They pay by cash, check, or debit card.
I mean, I'm not...
Get this. This is their marketing. They limit it to those payment methods for your speed in checkout.
Oh.
Yes.
Because cash is speedy.
Oh, yeah. And writing a check is so fast. And realizing that they don't accept a credit card, so you have to dig through your wallet to find a debit card that actually works as a debit card, that's so fast.
Well, right. Like, I mean, call it what it is. It's to part of the money saving, which is fine, but don't lie to me. Don't tell me that the door has to be opened by hand instead of by a motor for my convenience.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, that you don't love me anymore.
Right. Now, maybe somebody will give us heart icons if we posted about this on Facebook, but, you know.
Aldi reminds me of everything I don't like about Chicago.
Aldi should be a sponsor in kind of a no publicity is bad publicity kind of way.
Because if you ever go to Chicago, you have to take a bunch of quarters with you.
Oh, really?
Because you have to pay for everything in Chicago, too. You have to pay for every road you drive on, practically.
Oh, that's
toll
true.
Road.
That's true.
And then parking everywhere, it seems... charges for parking. So you have to go with a bunch of quarters. And that's where it is at Aldi too.
And if you try to rent a car in Chicago, they charge you 25 cents and they tell you that the pedals are for your speed.
Yes, exactly.
And by pedals, I mean bicycle pedals. They don't have gasoline engines in the cars. They're made by Aldi. They're for your speed.
This podcast brought to you by Aldi.
And Senor Cardgage.
Except that Aldi isn't sponsoring us with money. They're just sending us paper bags. Here's a free paper bag to use in our store. That's our form of sponsorship. It's like the redneck sponsorship.
The company. Redneck sponsorship company.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that sounds like a great name for a band.
Or a business idea.
Well, I'm not going to say this is the last episode ever because I know you're awesome.
You guys are going to go shop at Aldi and you're going to take the money that you save and support the podcast.
Yes. Or you're going to go to all of those shopping carts that people did not return and you're going to return them and you're going to get the quarters out of those shopping carts. And then you're going to bring those quarters, deposit them somewhere so that then you can send them to us through patreon.com/theramennoodle and support the podcast that way. And then you'll hear another episode of the Ramen Noodle Podcast. But in the meantime...
Live from Aldi.
In the meantime, we will make a video about my cutting my hair.
Can I help?
Yes. Jeremy will be there. Jenny will be the one cutting my hair. Actually, you know, we may even let it, we'll all take turns. Like Jeremy, Jenny, and I will take turns cutting my own hair. Like I might try cutting my own hair, and then Jeremy might try cutting my hair, and then Jenny will try cutting my hair.
I've imagined what will be an alternate ending to this video where we got carried away, and you and Jenny and Lucy and I all have no hair because we just couldn't stop.
It's so much fun.
You ran out of hair and we just couldn't stop.
Yeah.
We need to take measures to make sure that doesn't happen.
So the next time you see me, if you ever see me, I don't know, because we do this show live.
If you ever see me.
But the next photos you see of me, I might be completely bald. We'll see.
Completely bald. You're really going to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
But if I don't like it, I can
on your terms.
Let it grow back
some
slowly.
Of it. No. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works.
Wow. Or you could buy your hair back from people and have it surgically reattached.
I don't think I would ever let it grow long again. It's actually really annoying now to wake up in the morning because
wow, that's awful. You should cut that as soon as possible.
Because the hair literally covers my face. Sometimes.
I'm picturing Anna in Frozen.
Yes, it's like that. And I don't know how Jenny does it, but she'll laugh at me sometimes because she'll see me turn in bed and then like try and get the hair out of my face or brush all of this hair out of my face. And sometimes I wake up and it's just all draped in the front over my face and I can't see. And it's very annoying, and I have to wear hair bands whenever I'm doing anything. That it's frustrating.
And
so
he has to wear fancy dresses and sing songs. Oh, wait, I'm still thinking of Anna.
Support the podcast at Patreon, and you will receive some of my hair. Unless you email and say, please don't send your hair, then, I don't know, we might send you something else instead. Maybe we'll send you Jeremy's hair. His you can choke on, but mine you can floss with.
Wow.
Put that on a t-shirt and smoke it. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us for this episode of The Ramen Noodle. Please share this episode with your friends. That's really the best thing that you can do to help the podcast. Even if you can't support it financially, you can support the podcast by sharing it with your friends. So go to cleancomedypodcast.com/206. Click on the tweet buttons, Facebook buttons, Google+, hey, Pinterest. If you're a girl and you're on Pinterest, if you're a guy on your and you're on Pinterest, well, we've talked about that before, but you better have a very manly Pinterest board, like full of
nails,
explosions and nails and
barbed wire.
Yes, it needs to look very manly if you have a Pinterest board.
Burlap toilet seats.
And you can get all of that over at cleancomedypodcast.com/206. And in the meantime, until we release our next episode, which, hey, could be next month, if we get the support we need to keep the podcast going, then we might be back monthly. And remember, the more support we get, the more frequently we can podcast as well. So if you want the podcast to be weekly, then help get some more support for the podcast. All of that and more is at cleancomedypodcast.com. And you can follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Big thanks for supporting this episode of The Ramen Noodle. If you would like to continue supporting the podcast and keep the podcast continuing, then please go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Patreon link. The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.